Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Believing is seeing. Mark chapter 16, verse 14. Jesus appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table and rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. Wow. It's hard to read those words and comprehend what he was rebuking them for. These were the men that followed after him day after day, week after week, month after month, as he performed miracles and as he told them exactly what would happen, that he was going to Jerusalem, he would be betrayed, he would be condemned, he would be crucified, he would be in the grave for 3 days, he would rise again. Everything happened exactly as he had said, and yet there were so many among his followers that did not believe. And the question that I have, and I think all of us have it at one time or another, is why did they not believe? And the answer, I think, is because they were human. And they were used to see and then believe instead of believe and then having the sight given to them. That hadn't happened yet. Now, remember, this was before the Holy Spirit came and empowered the believers in that early church. Afterwards, they went out and gave their life to proclaim the truth of the resurrection. But we, on the basis of their testimony, on the basis of Scripture, know that what Jesus did actually happened. He did die on that cross. There's no question about that. That was observed and confirmed by many, many witnesses. He was in the grave. They made sure, his crucifiers made sure that he was left in that grave for all the time that the scriptures say that he was. There were guards placed. Their life was on the line to ensure that he was in that grave. And yet he came forth from that grave. He disappeared from those who wanted to see the tomb with him still in it, only to find that it was empty. And the guards, as they went back and reported, instead of being condemned for allowing him to disappear, they were silenced by giving a bribe to say that his disciples had come and stolen him away. Totally inconceivable. You see, you have to believe in order to see, rather than see in order to believe. Believing comes first. It still happens today. We don't have to have everything explained to it. We do not have to have great wisdom that is above everything that other people have. We have only the need for a small amount of faith. Jesus said it. I believe it. That's all I need to know. Let's go. Wow, how profound that is. I read it in God's Word. I believe it because it's in God's Word. I put it into my action tank, as it were, of doing the Word of God in the best way I know how. Touching the world. Proclaiming the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world around me and leaving the results up to God. Believing is always seeing. We don't have to see first. We believe first, and God will give us the sight. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, Lord, might we recognize that you call us to be doers of the word, not hearers only. I pray that we might have a new sense of awareness that you have given us a ministry, whatever that ministry is. It might be to one person. It might be to a neighbor. It might be to a family member. Whoever that you have placed in our presence, that we can share a word of hope. There are those that are around us who need hope, who need to have the answer to the problems of life. Might we be the ones that would provide the answer, simple as it might be, simple as it always is? The Word of God says, and I believe. Might we do that over and over and over? Give the Word of God to those that are near us. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.